ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah. We seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a straying. And every straying is in the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Qaf, the surah that we have been covering for the last couple of weeks, that used to be on the tongue of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam every Yawmul Jumu'ah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, نحن أعلم بما يقولون وما أنت عليهم بجبار فذكر بالقرآن من يخاف وعيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and we know what they say. And we know what they say. And you are not a jabbar over them. So remind the people with the Quran, those who fear the punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is informing His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers that Allah is aware of what the disbelievers say. What those who live in disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah knows what they say. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what they do. And you are not a jabbar over them. Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are not one to force the people to make them practice the deen of al-Islam. But remind them with the Quran, those who fear the warning. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is faithful of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remind him with the Quran, because the Quran will benefit that people, that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He teaches us that everyone won't believe and everyone won't follow the right guidance. And it's not on us to force the people to believe, but just to remind them with the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَنْ تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَيَجْعَلُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in these ayah in Surah Yunus, and if your Lord had pleased, everyone, all of the people on earth would have believed. Are you going to force the people until they become believers? And no one, no soul will believe except by the permission of Allah. And Allah would put ridges on those people who don't reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us if He willed, everybody on the whole earth would have believed. But this is not from the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everyone will believe and that everyone will do right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not decreed that everyone will go right. And that you can't force the people to believe. But that guidance is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As He is the one who says, هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the one who created. He is the one who created you, and from amongst you are kafirs, and from amongst you is believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that some of us are believers, and some of us will be disbelievers. And you can't force the people to believe, because no one will believe except by the permission of Allah. And Allah will put ridges. And the hate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His anger will be on those people who don't reason. They don't reason when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being mentioned, are being mentioned to them. They don't reason. They don't accept the proofs and the evidences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran or on the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can't make them believe. No matter how close they are to you, and no matter how much you love them, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, indeed you do not guide those who you love, but Allah guides whoever He wills, and Allah knows best who are those who are guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows those who are befitting for this guidance of al-Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best who are going to benefit from the ayat of the Quran and from the hadith of the Messenger of al-Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah knows best, and it's not in your hands that the people are guided. It's only upon us to deliver the message. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولُ فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ And I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger. And if you turn away, then know that only giving the delivery is on the Messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to obey Allah and to obey the Messenger. This is that which we have been commanded to call the people to obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By believing in Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam. By following the Quran and the Sunnah. This is what we have been commanded to preach to the people. And if they turn away, then the Messenger only has to deliver the message. It's only upon us to deliver the message. It's not upon us to make the people believe. It's on whoever wants to believe, and whoever wants to disbelieve. With this being the case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us to call the people, and not to leave them alone, though it's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will be guided and who won't be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still commands us to call the people to the truth. To call the people to the truth. And the first people we need to call to the truth are our family members. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, I command you to save yourselves and your family from a fire, whose fuel is men in stones, who has harsh, rough angels over it. They don't disobey Allah, they only do what He has commanded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat is commanding us to save ourselves and our families from the fire. This is a commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His creation, to save ourselves and our families from the fire. By giving the guidance of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ourselves and to our families. By practicing this deen of al-Islam in our homes in order to save ourselves and our families from the fire. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam, He shows us we're responsible. The ultimate guidance is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are responsible. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam tells us in the hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته فالإمام راع وهو مسؤول عن رعيته والرجل راع وهو والرجل راع في أهله وهو مسؤول عن رعيته. To the end of that hadith, where the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam says, all of you are shepherds and all of you are in charge of your flock. The imam is a shepherd and he is in charge of his flock. And a man is the shepherd over his family. And he is in charge of what Allah has made him in charge of. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this responsibility very clear to us. That the men of the households are responsible for their families. That they save themselves and their families from a fire that's fueled as men and stones. It's for the heads of the households. For the men of this community of Al-Islam. To save themselves and their families from a fire whose fuel and stones. Brothers in Al-Islam, we have to set examples in our households of good character and good deed, so the rest of the family members would fall in line. It's for us to learn this deen, to learn the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to teach this deen to our family. We have to learn this deen by coming to the masjid. We have to learn this deen by reading the books of Al-Islam. We have to learn this deen by listening to the tapes on Al-Islam. And then we have to teach it to our families. We have to read to our families. We have to recite the Quran to our families. We have to teach our families how to practice this deen of Al-Islam. We are responsible for saving our families from the fire whose fuel is men and stones. This is a responsibility of all of the men. Don't fall short in your responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed you in charge, and you will be held accountable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has placed you in charge of. Live up to your responsibilities. Fill your responsibilities. Brothers in Islam, take care of your families and save them from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. Alhamdulillah. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us guidance in order to help us save our families from the fire. And in this guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. And the Jews and the Christians, they will never be pleased with you until you follow their religion, until you follow their way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, with this information that He's giving us in this ayah, He's warning us to stay away from the practices of the Jews and the Christians, and that they won't be happy with us until we disbelieve, just like they disbelieve, so we can be equal with them in disbelief. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He gives us guidance to stay away from the lifestyles of the kafirs, of the disbelievers, of the Jews and the Christians, as He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, خَالِفُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I command you to oppose the mushrikeen, to be different than the mushrikeen. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallam, He says in the narration collected by Imam Ahmad, and it's authentic in his Musnad, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Khalifu ahlul kitab." I command you to oppose ahlul kitab, or the Jews and the Christians. I command you to be different than the Jews and the Christians. The Messenger of Allah alayhi wasallam is commanding us to be different than the Jews and the Christians, because if we're not, we will be destroyed just like they are destroyed. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in many ahadith tells us of the destruction of the people who came before us. Namely the Jews and the Christians, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they are destroyed in His book. And He tells us that the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His anger is upon them. And that they are astray. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, He tells us in the hadith of Abu Dawood, مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. That whoever imitates a people, then he is like them. If we imitate the disbelievers from amongst us, idol worshippers or the devil worshippers or the people of the book from the Jews and the Christians, then we will be just like them. We will be destroyed just as they are destroyed. We have to save ourselves and our families from imitating the disbelieving people. And we have to make sure that we practice being different from the disbelieving people. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he didn't just command us to be different or not to imitate them, but on the other hand, he commanded us to be different from them. It's not sufficient for a Muslim just to say, I'm not imitating the disbelieving people. But he has to try to oppose the disbelieving people, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, to oppose them and not to be like them. And this is one of the finest ways to save ourselves and our families from the fire whose fuel is men and stones. Listen to this wisdom of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he says in this hadith, collected by Abu Dawood, and it's authentic, where he says, عليه الصلاة والسلام, أقيموا صفوفكم, أقيموا صفوفكم, أقيموا صفوفكم, والله لتقيمن صفوفكم أو ليخالفن الله بين قلوبكم. The Messenger of Allah, عليه الصلاة والسلام, he says, straighten your rows, straighten your rows, straighten your rows. I swear by Allah that you will either straighten your rows or Allah will divide your hearts. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in this hadith is giving us the wisdom that which is on the outer appearance of a person affects the inside of him. And that which is on the inside of a person affects his outer, that which is outer on a person. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in this hadith that he's showing us to straighten the rows when we make our salat. He's showing us if our rows aren't straight, then our hearts will be divided. This outward appearance of being correct and being straight and intact is going to affect our hearts. If we're straight on the outward appearance, then we'll be straight in our hearts, inshallah ta'ala. And vice versa. If our hearts aren't together, then outward we won't be together. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he's giving us this wisdom that we have to be together on an outward appearance so that we can be together with our hearts. And if we're not together on an outward appearance, then our hearts won't be together. This is wisdom from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that we can save ourselves and our family from a fire that's fueled as men and stones. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we're losing our children. We're losing our children to kufr, because we let them look like kufr. And instead of commanding our children to oppose the disbelievers, we recommend that they look like the disbelievers. Instead of discouraging our children from imitating the disbelievers, we encourage our children to imitate the disbelievers with our statements, I can't do anything about it. How come you can't do anything about your household when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, commands you to save yourself and your family from the fire whose fuel is men and stones? The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he taught you your responsibility, that you are head of your household and you're in charge of saving yourself and your family from the fire. You have to save yourself and your family from the fire by preventing your children from imitating the kuffar, and from commanding your children not to look like the kuffar. This kuffar dress code, this kuffar music, these kuffar magazines are taking our children out. So much so that we see our children are involved in selling drugs. Right here in this masjid, some of the children of the parents are selling drugs. And some of the children are taking drugs. And some of the children are encouraging other children to get high with them. How can our households be like this? After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to this guidance of al-Islam, it's compulsory on the family, on the fathers, on the heads of the households to save their families from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. We have to save our children from imitating these kuffar. We have to prohibit them from imitating the kuffar. Children are staying out to 11 o'clock at night, to 1 o'clock at night. Are your children the head of your households, or are you the head of your households? You pay rent and your children tell you what to do in your households. You buy their clothes and they tell you what kind of kafir clothes to buy them. They tell you what kind of filthy music to buy them. They tell you what kind of dirt on the TV to let them watch. And you will agree with your children on all of this. You're sending your children to the hellfire. You're just saying, Ahmed, jump in the fire whose fuel is men and stones. I won't save you because I can't save myself. Who is the man to stand up and make this statement to his household? After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to save himself and his fire and his family from the fire. Brothers, stand up like men. Stand up like men. And command your families to practice this deen. By setting the example. And by teaching them al-Islam. So that your children can be Muslims. Who is happy with raising a kafir child? And how many Muslims are raising kuffar as their children? The girls are going out there getting pregnant by the kafir men. The boys are drunk out in the streets and all high. And we in the house talking about, oh Allah, guide them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to guide them if He pleases by your guidance to them. Allah is commanding you to save yourselves and your family from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. Don't think that after al-Islam that it's over with. Oh, I'm a Muslim now. My children are Muslim. We're saved. We're going to Jannah. It's not over with until you die. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us die on this deen of al-Islam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save ourselves and our families from the fire. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save our children from these drugs and from these kafirs. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to instill Islam in our children. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us real men and to fulfill our responsibilities and to save ourselves and our families from the fire. Oh Allah, we ask you for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter and to save us from the hellfire.